I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go. Let's have a look. Okay, Republic of Ireland 3, Latvia 2. Friendly in the Aviva. Man of the match, Will, states his case for France as Evan opens up about his Irish goal account. Will Smallbone last night urged Stephen Kenny to deal him in against France after the man of the match display. Playmaker had the key role in Ireland's first two goals of a needlessly dramatic 3-2 friendly win over Latvia. Evan Ferguson grabbed the headlines, hitting the net on his first start to become the youngest scorer since Robbie Keane. It's the youngest scorer in 25 years, something like that. Good stuff. Green shoots. Let's go. Bring it on board. Whatever else you want to say. Junk food rewires our brains to want more, a study has found. Fat and sugar in bogas, chips, chocolate, crisps, and sweets triggers the body reward system, teaching it to prefer them to other foods.
Yeah, but you know.
Researchers tracked brain activity in two groups given yogurts twice a day. Both had similar calorie levels, but one contained a higher fat and sugar content, and they were then rewarded with milkshakes. After 8 weeks, their scans found that part of their brain responsible for motivation was more fired up over the shakes among those who ate the naughtier yogurts.
Yes, junk just leads to more junk. There you go.
I could have told you that without costing all that money. Emerald Park gets its new rides and residents. Emerald Park is... So Taylor Park is now Emerald Park. I love my children's reaction to that. It was like Emerald... You saw Taylor Park's now... It's changed its name. What's it called? Emerald Park. Oh, Emerald Park. Emerald Park's great. I like that. Emerald Park sounds great. Can we go to Emerald Park? And then within 2 seconds, I miss Taylor Park. It's the same park. It's just changed the name. Anyway, the theme park in Ashbourne, County Meath has the Baboon Chase and the Crazy Bus for the Junior Zone. Its zoo also welcomed Byra, an endangered Amur tiger, and Freya, a critically endangered Amur leopard, and squirrel monkeys as well. So, Emerald Park. It'll take a while to get used to it, but I like the name. Yeah, not too bad. I had a feeling it would be some kind of Cú Chulainn vibe, you know, Irish folklore vibe. But Emerald, yeah, Emerald kind of covers it. Dermot Bannon says he's going to do something else. Now, he won't say what it is. He's got a pet project. Now, he's still going to do the TV show and everything. He's still going to be an architect. Don't worry about that. But he has something else he wants to do, but he won't tell us what it is. So I know something you don't know. We can all play that game, Dermot.
Oh, late.
Now, do you know what? I am getting sick. I think everyone is. Hands up who's getting sick of who's going to take over the Late Late Show. It's only been a week today since Tuberty announced he's stepping down. 1 week. It feels like a lot more than that. Let's leave it now, yeah? Let's just wait till August, see who it is.
Stop. Can we just please stop? Every day it's the papers. Claire Byrne has a game show she's doing, but they want to just test her to see if she's going to... Yeah, okay. Claire, she'd be great. She would be great. She'd be great. Let's just wait till August.
Oh. Anyway, yeah, so Claire Byrne... they announced yesterday Claire Byrne... I can't say Claire Byrne at St. Claire Byrne Live. That's the sign of the show. The title was good. Claire Byrne Live said, she announced yesterday that she's going to be doing a new game show. So like this, something about being very smart, questions and answers, mastermind type thing like that. So that would suit her. And now there's speculation that RTE are just trying to try her on the light stuff. But she already did that light stuff. That show that she did in the evening time had the sort of funny stories and the serious stories, didn't it? Anyway, let's just wait till August. Is anyone else sick of it? Or is this going to be the only thing we talk about? Here's something else to talk about. Our Dublin Airport chiefs confirm they have no plans to start charging people for dropping loved ones off at the terminals. The claim comes despite the airport getting the green light to develop new sophisticated tolling system by onboard Planala, the Dublin Airport Authority. So this would mean that you could be potentially, now that they've got this new go-ahead, you could be charged to drop people off, pick people up at the door, at the gate, you know. Which we've all done for years without costing anything. You know that mill. And sometimes you get out of the car and if you're... No, see, and just drive off. That's grand. But if it's a big emotional one, you get out and give them a hug, wouldn't you? If they're going to America, there might be a hug. It's just London. It's like, yeah, okay, I'll see you next week. Anyway, so the Dublin Authority, Dublin Airport Authority, DAA, has received approval to install pay cabinets, control barriers and automatic number plate recognition cameras. This paves the way for the airport to introduce new tolling systems for cars dropping passengers off. There'll be no dilly-dallying if you're paying for it, will there? Your man won't be getting out and talking the ear off you for 5 minutes. No. It'll be gone. Could be good news for taxi drivers, because you might be more inclined to do that, because I don't know if they'd be charged. But I don't know. Does anyone know? Private cars be charged and taxis get just added to their fare? I don't know. Crossy, I know I was asking you last night about Disney Plus. I'm so glad I got us all sorted. I watched Mandalorian.
Oh, I heard. My other half watched it as well and said...
What did he think?
The jaw was on the floor.
It was one of the best ones I've ever... It was only 32 minutes long, and that's including about 5 minutes of credits. It was fantastic.
I heard it is brilliant. If you're a fan of it, I think it was a treat last night watching it.
It was just incredible. Really good. So if you like, it was the 20th episode as well of all in total, because they do it in chapters. So of all the three seasons, that was the 20th one, and man, it was great. Really good.
Any guest stars in it?
Well, you see, there's a baby Grogu has flashbacks to how he got there. So basically, right, here's what I think. Here's what in all of Star Wars, there's twins, right?
Right.
So Princess Leia, Luke Skywalker, they're twins, right? And then in the Jedi world, there's twins. My theory is Darth Vader and Baby Yoda are twins.
Oh, and that they're related.
And he's dark.
Oh.
And there's going to be trouble. And he's cute now, but there's going to be trouble. And everybody wants to know he's like, the Force is strong. Anyway, so that's what I reckon. I reckon Darth Vader and Baby Yoda, Grogu, are there's some kind of weird good thing going on. I'm telling you.
Are you loving the whole it's on a Wednesday? So you know, Wednesday night, sit down, that's what you're watching.
Yeah, I love it, yeah. Anyway, that's good news. The bad news is, and this is like, so this is one of those things that it's only when it goes that you realise, oh no, I don't want that to go, because that's like Saturday mornings. Soccer AM is over.
I saw that. Tim Lovejoy, back in the day.
Back in the day, Helen Chamberlain.
Now,
in fairness, that was the best thing Tim Lovejoy ever did. It was fantastic. When he did it with Helen Chamberlain, that was essential.
So proper TV.
They took an awful lot from TFI Friday, from Chris Evans, from his breakfast show, and it influenced loads of things. And you know, the Big Breakfast and all that kind of stuff. It was kind of like a football show, but it was done in a kind of fun way. It was so cool when it first arrived, and then he left, and it still was pretty good. And Helen Chamberlain was always excellent on it. It was never the same when she left.
I couldn't believe it was still on yesterday. When I saw it, I was like, oh, I thought they axed that years ago.
Yeah, no, I think Helen was the key to that. And so it's still okay. It's still watch it. Did you watch it even recently?
No, I honestly thought it was over years ago.
No, like, and even like Noel Gallagher still appears on it, and they sit on the thing and they still try and kick it. Like, I'll miss
the
it
ball
on,
a, the net.
On a Saturday morning. I will miss it. Somebody needs to replace it with something similar, because it was really, when it was good, it was. No, it did go off the boil in a big way.
Yeah, unless they, you know, take it away for a year and then bring it back.
I don't know. The two guys presenting it looked like they were kind of looking at their watch half the time.
Yeah, are they even players? Because again, I was looking at yesterday. Who are these?
Yeah, well, your man with the hair, with the what's his name?
Bleached hair.
Yeah,
he was a young fella.
He was in the he was in the jungle. Jimmy.
Jimmy Bullard.
Jimmy Bullard. Yeah.
Yes.
He was a great footballer. Yeah. Well, he was kind of a messer, but he was good. Yeah. So he's a real footballer. I don't know if the other guy's just a presenter.
Yeah.
But again, because the show was so good with Tim and Helen, it was like, it's.
I wonder, will they do a final episode where they bring back everybody?
And who's the other fella? The fella that they all shout at? Jules or no, Shoes. What's his name? Choose the fella.
Was David Seaman always on it back in the day?
Everybody's
they used
on.
To always bring, like, you know, these legendary players on and have the crack of them.
In the 90s and noughties, it was like what the best bands were on it, the best guests were on it, the best footballers. Like, you just couldn't believe it. Like, every week it was like, whoa. Anyway, it was essential. And then, like, they do the roundup, but they play, like, whatever the great songs were of the week, and they just do a montage of all the best goals and tunes. It was great.
Everyone's saying Tubes. That's what you're thinking.
Tubes.
Of.
That's right. Tubes. Tubes. Do you remember they all shouted Tubes?
Oh, back in the day.
Pearl Tubes, I think he had a bit of an old problem with the drink. I think he's okay now.
Okay.
Anyway, Tubes, yeah. I will miss it.
Yeah, it's one of those shows that it's the end of an era.
Yeah. Well, I there's somebody somewhere on a different channel needs to. Lovejoy. Because he's always gone on about it that he loved it. He left because they started changing it. And he's always gone on about, because he does Sunday brunch now. You know, that's the Tim Lovejoy.
A bit limp, yeah.
Yeah, and Sunday brunch was pretty good when it started, and now Sunday brunch is kind of gone in that sort of, yeah. He should redo, he should go back to his roots, bring something like that back.
Do it to Channel 4. Look, we got this idea for Formula
Football.
1. Do you want to do it?
Yeah, he's good.
This is going to put a smile on your face as well. So Leon, you might know him from Black and Irish, you know, that podcast and that
yes,
movement.
Yes.
Funny fella, real nice guy.
That's a good podcast.
Owns two pugs.
Okay.
So it's got 5 million views on TikTok. He's in his car. The video is pointing at him. And then in the back, you know, in the boot of the car,
yeah,
there's two pugs. And the noise you're going to hear right now is Leon telling Oreo, one of the pugs.
Oh, great name for a dog.
We're going to the vet. And Oreo feels duped. It doesn't sound like a pug till you see the little face coming over the back seat of the car going, what are you doing to me?
Really?
Oreo's
giving out.
It's
okay,
just
so
beautiful. It builds up every 5 seconds to a point where Oreo just loses his nerve at that word, V-E-T.
Okay, so this is Leon's driving, and you can see the over his shoulder, you can see the back of the car. You can't see any dogs yet. Okay, so let's see. Let's see how it goes.
We're just going into the vets. Come on, you'll be all right. Come on, relax now, girls.
That's
it's just
dog.
A checkup. You're not going anywhere bad. It's okay. It's just a checkup.
Oh my God.
Wait for it.
You're okay, don't worry.
Oh my God. The pug has a big collar around his neck. He's giving out to Leon. He's just
Oreo. Please.
He's trying to talk.
Oreo, please. Just give me 2 seconds. We're going to get out.
He's not even barking. It's just
Oreo.
Giving out.
It's just a quick vet visit.
Oh, that's class.
He's annoyed.
He really is. He's just completely complaining there.
So it's Leon from Black and Irish. Go look
good.
For him in TikTok. And it's at the start, all you can hear is the noise. And it sounds like at the comments, people are going, we taught you how to budgie in the boot.
It doesn't sound like a dog. It sounds like.
And he's wearing one of those brand new, you know, the collars that they're not allowed to touch themselves. They
right,
look like
yes.
lampshades. They've got new ones now that look like the things you wear in a flight. And,
yeah.
You know, one of those.
Like
of,
a neck brace type.
A neck brace.
Yeah, one of those cushions.
Poor Oreo is very angry.
Is there a follow up? Do we know how Oreo got on?
No follow up. Leon, Black and Irish.
That
let us
so
know
good.
What the crack is with it, because it's made my day. I was walking after the coffee and I went, ah.
We had a Labrador that tried to talk. Like, sometimes she would just go, and you'd be like, what? Yeah, is that right? And she'd be like, she was trying to say something. And she was going, like, wasn't barking. It was, She was trying to talk. She was very intelligent, except she'd smack her face off the floor when she sneezed. Ah. But apart from that, she was very, very clever. It was so funny. Oreo is, oh, I wouldn't want to be Leon when Oreo gets him home.
Yeah. Bloody vet, don't be bringing me to them.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
So Nick Mohammed says he loves playing Nate in Ted Lasso, the final series. I didn't know it was the final series.
Yeah, that's it. They're wrapping it up.
Is on Apple TV now, and here's what he said.
I mean, it's been quite a thrill. Like, as an actor, you kind of relish any sort of challenge.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that has been thrilling, but it has been a challenge because, like you say, you know, my, if I had a comfort area, is doing sort of slightly socially awkward comedy or whatever and playing some sort of bumbling fool. And I think a lot of that we sort of see in Nate in season one has sort of slowly been replaced by more sort of dramatic or emotional storytelling. So, yeah, by the time we sort of start season three, he's in a quite dark place and a troubled soul. And so, yeah, I've had to require quite a lot of coaching to sort of get through that, really.
Do you see the character in it called Roy? Have you seen Ted Lasso?
I've seen the first few episodes of it. It's quite good.
So yeah, there's a character called Roy, and apparently he's based on Roy Keane.
I can see that.
And he's very grouchy and grumpy, and he's very passionate about what he does. So it sounds like Roy. And somebody asked him, and one of the presenters on Sky asked him, there was a trailer for Ted Lasso, and the Roy character was kind of at the end of the trailer, and I can't remember the name of the presenter, and she said, bit of similarity, isn't there? And Gary Neville started roaring laughing. He goes, what do you mean? Like, what are you talking about? It's like, you're very like that character. He goes, I haven't seen it. it's him. It's based on him.
Spit of him. Would you ever wear a crop top? Which is basically your belly hanging out.
Do you know, I'd probably say no.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to stick with this trend. And the reason why I asked this question on Thursday morning is that Shawn Mendes says wearing
crop tops.
He says they look great on men, so don't be afraid to pick them up, guys. And they're thinking this is going to be a wave of fellas going to be wearing them around the world basically this summer. It's a no for me.
Give me an example of a man who looks good in a crop top.
The only person I can think of is George Michael. Remember he wore one of those I'm Your Man, was it?
Did he?
Crop top is the belly top, isn't it? Crop top is a belly top.
Crop top, yes, so your belly's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not many lads wear those.
No. No, Sean.
You have to be a certain type of physique to get away with that.
And I can see why Sean would be one of those men that would, say they're great.
I'm not taking fashion tips from Sean.
The state of it.
Your grand, Sean. Kieran Culkin says it felt like a punch to the gut when he realised he'd finished filming Succession with Sarah Snook. They must have so much crack together. Succession airs on now this Monday. I thought I was going to be ready for the weekend.
There was one bit which was about a year or so ago, Sarah said to me, she goes, oh, you'll love this. And she goes, look at me. What? She goes, no one will ever cast you and I in anything ever again. And it felt like a punch to the gut. And I said, well, that's like a really awful thing to hear, but we have plenty of time for that. And then like a year later, the moment they said, okay, that's a wrap, I just looked at her. I'm like, holy, I'm not going to get to like play with her anymore. She's like a fantastic team partner.
I mean, you both are, and she's glowing tonight, but you guys are magnificent on screen together.
Oh, thanks. She's like my favorite scene partner ever, so.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a fan, but I think that Shiv character is one of the best characters in it. Like, she's, you never know. She's just so slithery.
The last episode, we're not going to say what happened, but she is going to burst.
She's gonna burst.
Man. She's gonna burst them. She's gonna burst them.
Don't say anything. Say nothing. It's the strawberry. So we're always saying it, and lots of people have. Get in contact. So around this time last week, we played a good prank and we said, get in touch with us if you want to prank somebody. Suzanne was listening. She pranked. She sent in the word prank and just said, I want to prank somebody. Just the word prank she sent in to 087-679-7104. If you fancy doing this, that's what happened. So yesterday I rang Suzanne and she told me about Rose. Rose is her name and that's her mam. And she likes to go and play the slots, right? And I said, ah, come on, Suzanne. I don't want to mess with her. Like, she's a mam. She's, no, look, come on. She's tough as nails. Go on. Goes to the slots, her local bingo place, all the time. But midweek she goes in and she plays a bit of some of the machines. She said, ring her and say there's something wrong. So You're going to love Rose. She is so cool, so classy. Before I even get a chance to accuse her of messing with the machines, she's complaining about the smoking area being too chilly. She's just so cool. This is Rose, and I love this one.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Rose Nagel, please?
Yeah?
How are you, Rose? My name is Bob George. I'm calling from...
Yeah.
I'm the new security officer for...
Yeah.
Yeah, now, so listen, I know you've been coming in over the years and it's a bit tricky, this one now, but you like to play the... Is that right, that you play the poker machines?
Yeah.
Right.
I do.
You do, yeah. And
don't go down that often when I do, and I like
a
flutter, you know?
You like a flutter, yeah. Sure, look, it's all. Sure, we would be out of business if there was nobody having a flutter.
Yeah, well, I'd say that's what keeps them mostly going down there
now. That's what keeps it going. If nobody came down and had a flutter, we'd be shut our doors.
Oh, I know you would, because the bingo crowd is dreadful.
They all bring naggins in their purses, you know that? They're all legless by the time it finishes.
No, they don't.
They do, yeah. You say, they do. If you say two fat ladies to them, they see four fat ladies.
No, they don't.
They do.
Don't
they say double.
Tell them,
anyway,
well, good luck to them.
Good luck to them. That's not where I'm ringing. I'm ringing you about the machines near the smoking area.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say out there. It does be quite chilly out there, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll put that on the list. Or maybe we'll get a heater put out there, will we?
Well, I tell you, the heater that's in it now is damn all used. There used to be bigger heaters in it.
And what size heater would you be looking for?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever used to be there, there were long ones.
Okay, long hair. Put that down.
Yeah.
Now, Rose, the reason I'm ringing is I'm ringing regards to your handbag and all the magnets that are in it.
What are you talking about? Who's this?
My name is Bob George. I'm calling from... You know all the magnets that you have that you put on the sides of the machine? You know the way you put the handbag up on the machines there?
But I don't usually have a handbag and bring it with me.
Yeah, no, but you like...
I just use my pockets.
Yeah, you're like a ninja. All the magnets, isn't it?
No, what are you talking about?
You might as well come clean. Like, some people... You're on CCTV footage of you, like a ninja, putting magnets on the sides of the machines to try and interfere with the mechanisms.
It's not me.
It is you. I've seen you on CCTV, Rose. You're gorgeous.
Oh, thanks very much, yeah. But I don't have magnets.
No, I've seen you.
What kind of magnets is that? My fridge magnets?
No, big magnets, the size of a car battery.
Yeah.
You have four of them in your handbag and two of them in your pockets. Clank, clank, clank.
If you can come and search me out, you won't find any magnets in it.
Now listen, Rose.
What?
I'll give you one more chance to come clean. You've been putting magnets on the machines. You've been trying to win their money.
No, absolutely not.
You have that
where
big...
Where are my children's lives? I don't do that.
You come in with that big winter coat and you have 14 magnets all down the back of it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, and I've seen you kicking the machines as well and smacking them.
Oh, well, give them a slap, all right, because they're brutal. Who's this?
My name's Bob. Hang on, let me put you through to my supervisor. Her name...
Okay.
Her name is Suzanne. How are you, Suzanne?
Hi, Bob.
Yeah.
Did you speak to Rose?
We did. I spoke to Rose and she's denying everything, Suzanne.
Susie. You're wagging a noose. Yeah, and you're my daughter. Who the f*** is the truth?
This is Jim Jim from the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM4.
Now you were f***ing Bob a minute ago. So who is it? Come on, tell me.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Are you serious?
Don't kill me, Ma. Don't kill me.
Are you am I on radio?
No, you're not on the radio, no. But you could
be. No, because I'm using a lot of bad language.
Oh, I can bleep that, Rose. Don't worry about that.
I couldn't give a shit.
I love it.
I'm going to batter her when I go.
Sorry, ma'am.
Yeah, you will be,
thanks,
though.
Jim.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. 10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
So, Kelly, long-time listener, first-time texter. You WhatsApped us this morning, Kelly. What made you WhatsApp today?
The kids ask me to do it every day.
Right. And
sometimes I just miss it, trying to get out to the car, you know, and when I was leaving for the school in the morning, we always miss it.
Kelly, life gets in the way. We understand. But you're here today now. This is it. So you never WhatsApp normally.
No.
Okay, so today is the day.
What's the name of your little fella? What's the name of your little fella that helps you out?
There's Bobby and Caden.
Right, and are they going to help you this morning?
Well, Caden's gone into the shop now to get his lunch, so he might miss it. He's going to be disgusted.
Okay. For Caden, he's been waiting all this lunch. What's Caden getting for the lunch?
He usually just gets a ham roll and popcorn.
Nice, nice. Okay, right. So if Caden comes back, he can help you with one of the questions, all right? Because he's under 10, is he?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to ask you the 10 questions. Best of luck, Kelly, all right?
Yeah, thanks very much.
I mean, like, this first time you've WhatsApped, your name has been picked at random. This is really good luck so far, so let's go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Puss in Boots. The Puss from the Puss in Boots movies was a spin-off from which series of films?
Shrek.
Hubba Bubba is a brand of what confectionery?
Chewing gum.
Siva Kainswerin was the Irish member of which boy band, The Wanted or The Vamps?
The Wanted.
What does bilingual mean?
Which?
What does bilingual mean?
You can speak more than one language.
True or false, Harry Kane is the leading goal scorer in the Premier League?
False.
The giant panda is a native to what country?
China.
How long is a half in hurling? Half a match in hurling.
45 minutes.
Simon Pegg and Nick Frost appeared in what famous 2004 comedy zombie film?
Oh, what was it? Oh.
Not coming.
Oh, we have to move on.
We'll move on, sorry. Who ate the porridge in the Three Bears house?
Goldilocks.
And what is the oldest university in Ireland?
Trinity.
Oh my God.
It's a disgrace.
Crossy is deadly at doing a Gandalf impression. That wasn't Gandalf. That was the dad from Succession. I can do a good Gandalf.
Roman!
You shall not pass!
Sound like Logan Roy as
I
well.
I do, yeah. They're very similar. Right, Kelly, look. What is the story? What's the story of question 8? Simon Pegg, Nick Frost appeared in which famous... I'm after hurting my voice doing that. 2004...
It's literally just... I can see it. I just can't...
You still can't get it?
I just can't get it.
Do you know what? I'm glad that you can't get it, because if it popped into your head now, I would have felt awful for you for the rest of the day. But that one is the only one that stumped you. Can you believe that? You got 9 out of 10.
I know. I knew I got them all. I genuinely knew I got them all.
You're flying.
That one was just after just catching me.
Shrek, bubblegum or chewing gum, yeah. The Wanted is right. Speaks two languages. Harry Kane is not the leading goal scorer. Erling Haaland is. He's 7 ahead on 28 at the moment. China from the panda, yeah. 35 minutes. Shaun of the Dead, Goldilocks. And Trinity College. So it's Shaun of the Dead is the movie. You know it now. Massive movie, I think it was in the top 50 movies of the noughties.
It's a cult classic as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind, I've watched it a few times, I just couldn't think of it.
Now, did you say 35 or 45?
35.
Yeah.
30, we're going to say 35.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I thought you said 35
some,
as well.
Some people thought you said 45, but no. Yeah, I thought you said 35 as well. And we've got headphones on, so we can hear it really clear. Okay, listen. You got 9 today, Kelly. You're very, very close.
I'm starting to get the kids out earlier in the mornings now and start texting in again.
I'm telling you, you're good. You're good. Not bad for first go. Thanks for playing. We'll give you a strawberry and a cuddle mug, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks very much.
All right, have a good one. Good. Kygo and Miguel, Remind Me to Forget. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. This is this perfect song for this time of the morning, because the amount of times people say, remind me to do that, I need to get that. Make sure, remind me, don't forget to bring this with me.
We did an OB on Saturday at a festival quarter for St. Patrick's Festival.
Yeah.
And someone came up to me, right? I was in, we were broadcasting this thingy, and someone came up to me and went, Don't remind me.
Going, yeah.
What? And they've said it multiple times to me.
I know.
And then one of our promo team came over and went, it's Jim and the Oliver Tree song. I was like, yes.
I was in a vegetable shop. I have to find this. So sometimes I meet listeners and I don't know what the heck they're talking about, right? So do you know that we have these various sound effects? Yeah, this is it. So I was in a vegetable shop and this woman came right up beside me, right?
Yeah.
And went, "What's going on here?" into my ear. And I went, "Oh, sorry, I thought I was in her way." And then she followed me and was just kind of grinning, going, "What's going on here?" And I was going, "All right, okay, what? I have no idea." And she said it three times and then she looked really disappointed. And I thought, "Oh, made my excuses and left." I was in the car and I was driving along and then I went, "Oh no, she meant this. What's going on here?" This is the thing we play. And it's like, I walked away from her like she was bonkers.
Oh.
So I'm sorry, whoever that was. But yeah, sometimes I can't remember. What are you talking about? Yeah, so don't remind me. Were you playing that song at the time? You were?
No, and they kept coming. Well, they must have worked for the festival and they kept over and back from the truck that we were in.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Every time, don't remind me. I was like, what are you saying? And then, yeah.
Right, so this is a great hack, okay? Where is it? Okay. So, if you're a very busy parent, this comes from a very busy mum, and it's just a... it's a way to sneak a little bit of time back. Obviously, you love your other half. Obviously, you love your kids. But sometimes you just need... just a little break, right?
It's okay to say they're melts sometimes, isn't it?
Well, it's not really.
You still
the
love
people,
them.
They're the people you love, yeah. But like, they're not melts. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. You might say it in your head, right? So, here's what this woman did. She told her husband she needed to go food shopping, and it was such a big shop, she couldn't bring the kids with her. And he said, "Okay, well, look, because in that situation, it's like, great, I'll stay here, and you're going to go and do all the shopping." That's great. I'll look after the kids. So in that deal, she's got the raw end. No. And here's the genius part. You ready?
Go on.
She booked a click and collect without telling anybody. She went down to the shops, drank a bit of coffee, bought some clothes, had a little sort of moment to herself, a little bit of a stroll around, a little bit of a mooch, a little bit of a ramble. Picked up her click and collect order and came back and they were like, "Oh, well done."
And that's when your man arrives with a trolley. I've seen this happen in Mary.
Yeah, they put it in the back of your car for you.
It's probably the greatest. I don't mean it's not lazy, but it's a great hack to have.
Well, it is. But what you do is it's a white lie. You're still going to do the shopping, so you're not really lying.
No,
you're just getting you're getting the click and collect. So you're not going around the shop. So that hour that you would have spent picking up everything is yours. It's yours. You own it again. So take that and run with it, everybody.
This weekend, if you're going to do the shops, that's what you need to do. Get your messages. Just do that click and collect yoke.
Yeah. If somebody's fighting you over, I'll go. No. I'll go. You know that they've heard this or they've seen that. It's on TikTok. I told my husband I need to go food shopping without the kids. And then she put a picture of a car park and her drinking coffee. So I booked click and collect and spent the morning drinking coffee and buying clothes. And next, she went to Next, just so you know.
The one thing that she's going to miss is going in and getting those cocktail sausages and eating them as you're going around with the trolley.
Yeah, I don't think everyone does that.
All right, okay. Well, that's the issue that I have at the minute.
It's a great hack. Use it. Go forth and have some five minutes to yourself. Is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and you were at the cinema last night. What did you see?
Yeah, I went to go see Dungeons and Dragons. It's the new Hugh Grant, Regé Jean-Page or Page.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, and Michelle Rodriguez, she's your one that's in Fast and
Furious.
Oh,
I know who Michelle Rodriguez is.
So she's actually very good in it.
She's brilliant.
Movie is brilliant. So it's all set up in Belfast.
Wait, now, so Dungeons and Dragons back in the day was a very nerdy kind of sitting around, usually young fellas sitting around and playing with those books.
And that's what it's based off.
Okay.
they're thinking it's going to fly up the charts at the minute because everyone's into The Last of Us and all those type of video games. Yeah, you know, I'll give it about maybe a 3.5 out of 5 because I'm not into those type of games. I didn't really get some parts.
Okay,
it's a bit spicy, so adults can get a bit of, you know, a bit of a laugh out of it as well as kids.
See, definitely that, nerds? See it. Nerds, it paid off. It gets spicy in the end.
But anyway, went to see that movie last night next door in the cinema in that empty shopping centre beside us.
Yeah, well, I think they have big plans for it.
Ah, sure, look, we all have big plans. Anyway, go back to this, okay? So I park in the car park.
Very local joke.
If sorry. I park in the car park. Oh, what's wrong with that? I was parking in the car park and this lady was beside me. She got out of the car and she started walking around the car. I was like, what is she doing? And then she walked around again. But when she turned around, her phone was in her hand and she was filming her car. And I was like, could you mind me asking, what are you doing? And she says...
Wait a minute, you approached a lady and they're very...
She was right beside me. No, okay. She was right beside me. She was right beside me.
That's a very spooky car park.
No, car park was packed and I'll tell you why. Oh, everyone was going to the Ireland match in the Aviva and they thought this would be a really
quick
exit.
Normally the car park's empty. So go, excuse me, do you mind me? What?
It was very busy. So anyway, I said to her, what are you doing? And she goes, I shop in different shopping centres, you know, once a week, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm forever forgetting where I park. And I lose my car. So I film where the car is. And then I take a photograph.
Right.
So if I lose it, I'll just go up to security and go, here's my car. Where is it?
Oh, right. So, I've seen people take pictures of the floor before.
No, like she did it for the whole thing.
3B or whatever it is. But yeah, so she filmed the whole thing so she could find it. Now, she could just take a picture of the space number too.
Yeah, well, she went full on Steven Spielberg on it. And it got me thinking, because like if you're in Liffey Valley or in Dundrum or Blanche or whatever shopping centre that you shop in, there are times, I remember once I caused mayhem out in Dundrum.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to drive the FM104 Hondas. You know, they used to be down there and you used to take it for a little spin. And I couldn't find the car anywhere. Nowhere. I said, someone is after robbing the FM104 car in Dundrum. I am going to get in so much trouble going into work. Security were sound in Dundrum. So sound. Showed them the picture of the car, showed them me in the car, everything about it. And they looked all over the cameras and they were so, so nice to me. Halfway through it, I looked at the keys.
Wrong floor. Was it on the wrong floor?
I was driving my own car.
No! No!
Fair play, Dundrum Shopping Centre. You were sound to me.
Oh,
so, so nice.
That's good.
Oh,
I've seen it. So the taking the picture of the car, I've seen people do. Another thing that people do is, speaking of shopping a minute ago, take a picture of your fridge before you leave, right?
Yeah.
Put it on wide angle. Take a picture of the entire inside of your fridge. Then when you're walking along, going, do I need milk? You check the picture. You go, oh, there's enough milk.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I've seen people do that.
You kind of have to. You can never go shopping while you're hungry because
no,
you will buy everything.
No, you will. Yeah, it's bad news.
Someone said parked in that car park for the first time for Lizzo. Yeah, look, it's pretty handy there. It is pretty handy right beside it. If you're ever looking for stuff down by the Three Arena or the Aviva, it's a quick exit out.
That place beside you is a strange place. Is the escalator still going into a wall? What are they talking about? Is there an escalator that goes into a wall?
All there is in that place there is Dunn Stores, a little small mini Dunn's like a Tesco Express, and an Odeon Cinema. There's nothing else in there.
But there is
that.
Plans to open it. Like there's loads of units that are just empty at the moment. But
and because I was joking earlier on when I was like, oh, they say plans, because I have heard that about those plans for 10 years down here.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for something else to be put into that shopping centre.
Just use the fridge app. New fridges have cameras already in them. Do they?
Stop.
What fridge has a camera in it?
No, you're grand.
I haven't heard that of you.
You need to stop opening up the fridge. You need to lose weight.
Also, if you download the Waze app, it lets you mark your parking spot so your app remembers for you. Oh, I do like the Waze app.
What?
I have the Waze app, so you can do your own voices on the Waze app. And I have Tony. Tony will do your voice for you.
That's very good.
Go left at the next roundabout. At the next roundabout, take a right.
And can we download that?
No.
Oh, it's just for yourself.
Well, I hope so.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
Florence Pugh has revealed her presenting an award at the Oscars with Andrew Garfield was accidental. The pair became a meme during the awards after the show was announced that they are actually starring in a movie next year together. But here is what she said.
I think that was accidental.
No.
Yes.
Well.
I know.
Beautiful accident that's right not. There.
I know.
How much are you looking forward to that project?
Well, that was the first time that I met him. Oh. Well, I met him over Zoom like a few months ago.
But okay.
At the rehearsals, it was the first time that I met him. So it was like so relieving that it worked. And yeah. We got along and we laughed. We could laugh at everything. And then, of course, on the day, I made so many like near mistakes that he just saved me for. And I was like...
Being true Spider-Man,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
We mentioned earlier on, sad news that Soccer AM is to finish. And a lot of people from the reaction earlier on, a lot of people watch Soccer AM on Saturday morning. It's kind of how you ease into a Saturday before the football really kicks off.
Yeah, it was always just on, wasn't it?
Yeah. Like it goes on for 3 hours. It's like, yeah, you watch some goals, a few interviews.
Bit of chat, bit of crack.
Kicking stuff into nets. It was good.
That's it. You know, if you go to say that to me, I'll say kicking goals yeah. into nets.
You're having
that's
your
what that was.
Having cereal, watching the things. Oh, Rich, yeah, yeah. Oh,
I could do that.
Off the post. Oh, yeah, very good. Anyway, it's gone. It's been going for 28 years.
That is crazy.
That's a long time.
Little Mermaid is going to be out this summer. They're saying it's going to be a massive movie. But they're also re-releasing the book of it. And Leanne Pinnock from Little Mix is going to be the voice of Ariel. She's going to read the book.
Oh, cool.
In Audible, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
you can get
the audiobook,
hear the book. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool. She said it's going to be, you know, my narration is inspired by both my own culture and experience, and I can't wait.
Liam Neeson was asked if he'd ever do a Star Wars series on Disney Plus. It's bad news for fans. Now, he's already appeared in the book. Oh, we can't really.
Derry Girls.
Derry Girls. He also appeared in Derry Girls. Bad news for fans, though. Here's what he said.
Star Wars characters who fans think deserve their own Disney Plus show. Qui-Gon Jinn. Fans want to know, would you ever rejoin the Star Wars franchise with your own series? No, I don't do television. I don't do the small screen.
I love Liam Neeson right now. He's just, he's become kind of a parody of himself, but it's brilliant.
He doesn't care and he picks the roles really good.
I don't do television. I don't do... No, he did do television.
Mm, Daring Girls.
He did Daring Girls and he didn't appear on the thing. And he did go acting.
Oh, did he? Right, okay.
Yeah. Well, just very briefly, like, you know.
Yeah.
There's a little touch of him. But enough to keep the fans happy. But he's not going to do a full spin-off. No way.
Yes. There's so much stuff happening this morning. I read that Ed Sheeran has got... Look, so when he passes away, hopefully that will not be happening for years and years and years and years anyway. Right? He's got an album he's going to release 5 years after he passes away.
Oh, God.
A post-hum... How do you... Posthumous?
A posthumous. A posthumous, yeah.
A post-hummus.
He'll probably call it posthumous. There's a picture of a tub of hummus on the cover of it.
XZY.
And the spoon just spilt casually to the side.
People find it weird that he's talking about it and that it's actually planned. But yeah, Ed Sheeran, album after he dies.
You know, from now on, whenever I hear a posthumous mention, I'm going to think of hummus and Ed Sheeran.
That post-hummus.
Thanks to you. That post-hummus. Post Malone, post-hummus. Wow.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.